This is In the Studio with Mohawk College President Ron McCurley. Conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College.
Hi, it's Ron McCurley, and my guest in studio today is Wayne Poirier, who is the Vice President of Student Services for Mohawk College. Welcome, Wayne.
Thanks, Ron.
So, Wayne, I got to start by, first of all, congratulating you on the recent exciting personal news for you. You are now Dr. Wayne Poirier. So, congratulations, first of all, on completing your PhD.
Thank you for that.
And what was it? What was your thesis on, and what is your area of study?
So I was studying at the University of Toronto, the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, and my doctorate is in higher education, and it focuses on student success. So it's a case study approach, and I looked at three different colleges to look at the orientation and transition practices as it relates to student success, to see what the three colleges were doing between 2005 and 2010, so we could gain some insights to inform our own strategies around student success.
So, Wayne, as part of your job, obviously student success is a big part of it. Recently, though, you've been focused on a policy that's more about student safety. Talk to us about that, and I'd like to know how we got to where we are and why the attention on the sexual assault policy.
Well, one of the big focuses with student success is to start with making sure that we have a really safe campus for every student or community member that comes into contact with us. And unfortunately, there are times when students have experienced sexual assault or sexual violence, and the province really put a push to say, how can we really tackle this issue and make sure that we have safer environments so that we reach our goal of making sure that every single student is safe when they come onto campus?
I know this is a real area of focus for the executive team and the senior leadership team at the college. We've talked a lot about this in terms of safety on the campus. It's one of the things that I personally worry a lot about and am very sensitive to the fact that we are all charged with making sure this is as safe an environment as possible. It's also been an area of focus for the premier, and as a result of that, she's encouraged colleges and universities to take this a step further and have dedicated policies. Maybe talk to us a little bit about how we got to the policy that we are that we've just introduced.
Well, Colleges Ontario put together a task force, which we were actively involved in, that looked at the issue. And the Committee of Presidents from Colleges Ontario said, you know, we really want to have a province-wide approach so that whatever college that you're at, whether it's any of the 24 colleges, that we have a consistent approach and that we're tackling it as a team. And this is different than some of the other sectors that looked at it at each individual university, for example. But we really wanted to have a province-wide approach. So we had a task force that involved representatives from student services, from counseling, from the Women's Directorate, student groups, security professionals, and human resource professionals across the province that acted as our task force to look at developing a province-wide policy that could be implemented at all 24 colleges.
You're listening to In the Studio.
In the Studio.
With Mohawk College President Ron McCurley.
I'm Ron McCurley. I'm in the studio today with Dr. Wayne Poirier, who is the Vice President of Student Services. We've been talking about the sexual assault policy, a new policy that started as a provincial template, if you like, and we're customizing it for Mohawk to make it suitable for us here on campus. The policy is, I think, just rolled out at the end of March. Tell us how we'll communicate it and how what it looks like in terms of process and procedure.
Well, we're really proud that we've got the revised policy up. We always had a policy framework, but this is a standalone policy to make it easily searchable for students on our website. Right now, if you go onto the website, you can find it really easily either under the Student Services tab or the Corporate Services tab or by doing a search. So it's there. There's a landing page that sends a message from our president just talking about how important this is to the college and that we're renewing our commitment to make sure that every student has a safe experience on campus. We've also have now turned our attention from the policy piece to really working on training, education, awareness, and prevention. So we'll be launching some work in conjunction with human resources to do some training initiatives. And we're also going to be working with our provincial task force to keep the work going and to make sure that we have prevention and awareness for all of our students and visitors to campus going into the fall semester in 2015.
Now, the best scenario, of course, is we never have to use the policy that there's never an assault on campus. We know that's probably impractical given the world we live in. What's the first step, though? So if somebody is the victim of assault or violence, what's the first step for them? Where do they go?
Well, the first thing is any survivor needs to be able to choose their own destiny and make sure that they feel comfortable approaching the situation in whatever feels best for them. So there's really three routes that students or visitors or even our faculty or staff could approach. One is always feel comfortable going to the police. The police are very supportive and have units that are dedicated to making sure that you have the necessary support. On campus, we have two routes. Either our security team, who are trained, and you'll be working with a senior security administrator who has a lot of experience dealing with both the training and support for students. And the third one is if you're not quite comfortable and you wanted to have a private conversation, our counseling department provides confidential support to help students get both the supports that they need and to decide whether or not they're able to go forward and put forward a complaint.
And one of the things I really liked about the policy when we're working through it was there was a very easy to understand process that started with the three options that you've just laid out for the listeners. But it also listed all the resources that are available in the community for anybody who is a survivor of assault or violence. And I was impressed by the broad nature of the services available. What do others in the community think about the policy? Have you gotten any feedback? Has it been tested or trialed in any way?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to meet with some of our partners that run sexual assault hotlines or support services, and they've been very supportive of our approach. And we've also made sure that we've renewed those relationships so that whenever there is any referral, that they know that Mohawk is a supportive partner and somebody that is there to help survivors deal with the situation, come forward with complaint, and have the necessary supports to take care of their well-being. So we've had great meetings with our partners. The partners have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week services available so that no matter what time something happens, that you have a friendly voice to call upon. And where needed, or if the survivor wanted, those partners could reach out to us as well so that we would collaborate and make sure that the individual is supported.
So a fresh policy, great processes, lots of resources available. You talked about the fact that now it's around education and prevention and awareness. Apart from this particular policy, are there others that you're looking at to support students? And if so, what would they be?
Another major initiative right now that we're working on locally at Mohawk, we're working on student success. And that's a really broad topic. So what are all the things that help students be successful? And what are the things that detract from that? And part of that is healthy wellness and well-being. And we are working on a provincial strategy around mental health, just to make sure that students have the support to deal with the anxieties and the pressures of school that might get in the way of student success. So we're working in a very similar fashion with a provincial task force, and stay tuned for more information about that. But our ultimate goal is to make sure that every student comes into a safe environment, that they have a great wellness experience, and that they've got living a healthy lifestyle, that they're able to engage with the college, and then ultimately it results in student success.
This is Ron McCurley. This has been In the Studio, and my guest today was Wayne Poirier, the Vice President of Student Services. Wayne, thanks for coming to give us an update on the policy just introduced and the one that you're working on now on mental health and wellness. So thank you for that.
Thanks, Ron.
In the Studio with Ron McCurley, conversations with people who make a difference at Mohawk College. Produced by students and staff in the studios at 101.5 The Hawk FM. Look for the podcast on iTunes and join us next time for In the Studio with Ron McCurley.